Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, today what we're up to is the end of Simin Sadi Dalet Sif Ches. Sif Tes we're going to skip, because Sif Tes, as well as some of the earlier Sifim in Sadi Dalet, we're going to get back with Nat Bar Nat. So we just have a little bit more to do in Sadi Dalet, the technical, just our pride is that we do every word of Shulchan Aruch inside. So just to deal with those halachos and the basic explanation of poskim. And then today we'll have an introduction to the sugya of Nat Bar Nat through the basic klolim in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Mechaber writes as follows in Simin Sadi Dalet Sif Ches. Im nafal etanur pnadish gvina, afilu lecha. So what happened is that you have milchik that fell onto a panadish, the gvina. That's how some understand. We'll go with that understanding right now. So then the Mechaber says, afilu lecha, let's skip the seifa, eina osar elakadei klipa. The halacha is that the panadish, which is fleishiks, in such a case is only osar kadei klipa, and then you could remove, and then everything is going to be fine. The explanation that we gave of how to read the Mechaber is the way the Shach understands. Zok tehelig is Shach, sifkat alam beiz, pirish enofa al penadish chama gvina filu lecha sagi lepenadish beklipa. That if you have gvina that falls onto the penadish, so then in such a case, klipa is going to be enough. It's going to be enough. Now if you take a look, the Taz has a slightly different explanation. L'toch penadish, says the Taz in Sifkat and Tezvav, pirish ka'ara shel basar, dahinu she'osim ba'maychol shel basar hanikra penadish. The Taz makes the lush of the Mechaber lav dafka. He says it doesn't mean that you had cheese that fell mamish on the penadish itself. Penadish is some type of like a kishka, a bereka that has flesh inside. So the Taz says that that's not the case. But rather, we're talking about fell onto a plate, a ka'ara shel basar, that is used to make panadish. He's matchik the lashon of the Mechaber. Why? So it might be connected to the question that the Shach asks on himself. The Shach asks, "V'lo dami l'kamon simin kufei siv dalit." Wait a second. This is a halacha that we've already discussed in regards to irui. The iser shenafal heter cham. So in this case, the Isser is the Gvina that's falling onto the Panadish, which is Heter. Obviously, the Isser over here is a different type of Isser because you're creating Basar B'chala, but at the end of the day, Tzarech Netila. The Halach is not Klipa. Rather, one needs Netila. Yet, the Mechaber concluded, both in the case of the Reish and the Sefer, we didn't discuss, yes, yet, Eina Oser Ela Kedei Klipa. In such a case, Oser Kedei Klipa. So the Shach gives us a teretz that the Shach is going to use, and ultimately this is going to be the way that we're going to understand the Shulchan Aruch, as well as how our Rabbeim understood the Shulchan Aruch. That the Shach says, the Ein Derech Gvina Likanes Kol Kach. Based on Rabbeinu Yerucham, he says that the Gvina is something that's quite dry. We've already seen this, that Gvina is a little bit of a different status in the beginning of Simin Sadi Aleph, in a totally different context about Mevin Yavin, but we see that Gvina doesn't follow the general rules. So over here we're talking about very dry Gvina. So when do we say that Halacha is that you need Netila, and if it falls on a Dover Chav, then it's going to absorb, if it falls onto something when it's hot, it's going to absorb up until Netila, as we learn in Simin Kufei Sif Dalet. That's talking about an item that is of average solvency, average liquid makeup. However, when it comes to hard cheese is Kogufa, it's called hard cheese. The reason why it's hard is because there isn't a lot of liquid over here. Hence, just a second, hence the halacha is that one will only need to be choshesh for klipa. And then the shach adds one more thing. V'imkein ha'gvina atzma tzarech netila. The gvina itself is going to need netila. Why? Because the panadish, which according to the Shach is not the dish itself, but is the kishka, bereka, or so on, that doesn't have the hardness of the cheese, and therefore it is likely to give off something into the cheese. Again, va'mevin yom, for those who are holding in Sadi Aleph, It could be it won't go throughout the cheese. The cheese might not have a din kochush, but at the end of the day, it will need netila, as we learned in Kuf Hei, in Kuf Hei Dal. So this is the Shach's Teretz, and we're going to see that this is going to be a theme that will run through how the Shach and possibly others understand the Shulchan Aruch. We'll quote one of our friends from the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Yonatan Dorfman, when Rav Miller read this, pointed out that the Pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch is not this way. Who could it be Mechavan to Rabbi Yonatan's Kasha? Afilu Lecha. So tell Rabbi Yonatan that it's a good Kasha. It's a good Kasha. It's a good Kasha. It's not the Pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch. The Pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch is not this pshat from Rabbeinu Yerucham. We're going to see that the Gra, that even though the Gra ultimately suggests that the Shach's pshat is the Shita of Rishonim, and that's going to be the pshat that we're going to go with, nevertheless, we have to be intellectually honest that it's not the Pashas Halacha. Yes?
Is it possible that it wasn't because cheese is hard or stam, that's not just there? Meaning, even if it's liquid, Gavina just doesn't go in?
I don't know what that means. You would have to develop that theory a little bit more. You need to develop, what does that mean? Something that's liquidy but doesn't go.
The Shach clearly had to read the Shulchan Aruch, so I'm saying.
So we left it off as a tzarachiyah. Mir Tzashem, you with your Talmidim will be Miyashiv. Ezer Hashem. Ezer Hashem. Yes?
Does it make a difference whether or not this panadish is very fatty or the like?
So the answer would be that if the panadish is very fatty, then, and the Ramo would say, then you have to be choshish that, well, first of all, even the Mechaber in Kufay would say you have to be choshish that permeates throughout. That being said, that we're talking about a regular food that falls in. It could be that since the gvina is, if we're talking about gvina that is not very lecha, ein derech gvina likanis kol kach. So then, yesh la'ayin, what would you say if the panadish is fatty? Yesh la'ayin. I didn't see the poskim discuss. You could let me know. Dog Mervava discusses that. Let's take a look. The dog Mervava knows ches. Says that in a chanami, it would be mefapea b'kul, yashikach. Yeah.
Does it matter that you mentioned that the panadish is like a panada or like a bereka?
Right.
Does it matter that the cheese is never actually touching the meat directly, but just touching?
Okay. The answer is no, as we're going to see shortly. If something's been cooked with the meat, we're going to see in the sugya not bar not, it's considered like the meat itself. But that's a good ha'ara, but that's how we come out lahalacha. Okay, in the seifa, by the way, so the taz, we go with the shach. So I just want to point out that the Taz is partly getting around that problem. The moment in which the Taz says that we're not talking about the panadish itself, we're only talking about the kli, so then in such a case, then it could very well be then the halacha of netila no longer applies. When do you say that the halacha in kufhei is that you need netila? That's talking about an oichel. Could very well be, but if we're talking about the kli, then the halacha is going to be different. So it could be, I didn't see anybody say it, but it could be that the Taz is sort of bavorning, forewarning and getting out of the Shach's problem in his pshat. Yes.
Right, what's the problem with
Lecha? What's his kasha? What's Yonatan's kasha? In 30 seconds, their kasha is at the end of the day to say that the gvina is not the normal liquid is not the pashtus because he says afilu lecha. So the shach is saying no. He says, "Ein derech gvina likanes kol kach." So we're going to see in a moment that the Rajba learns, this is, Rav Miller assumed that what the Shach is saying is along the lines of the Rajba, that it means that it's not very moist. So that's very strange when the Mechaber is saying, "Afil lecha." If you want to read the Shach, maybe Rabbi Yosef is going this direction, that afil lecha means to say, even if it's a little bit moist, but still it's not the same level of moisture, then maybe that would be a way to be miyashu. Okay. You both could teach Yardet. So the Mechaber continues. V'chein, in the Seifa, the Mechaber continues. V'chein gvina chama b'karas basar bas yomo, eina alser ela kadei klipa. And also, hot cheese on a karas basar, that's bas yomo, so then in such a case, it will only alser kadei klipa. V'amevin yavin, the Taz is going to need to explain what the chidush is over here, but we're going to go with the shach, continue learning with the shach. So if you have gvina chama that falls on karas basar, that's a bas yomo, so then it's only oser kedei netila. Now, the Shach is not so happy with this halacha. The Shach points out that this isn't Mefurish in the Rishonim, but it's a Beis Yosef. So let's read the Shach. We'll jump around a little, but let's go through the Shach. The Shach says, Din ze lomad be Beis Yosef bedin panadish. He learned this out from Din Panadish. And he says that that something that's going to absorb into a kli won't go more than cheese. Because of the hainu taima de bikara leka taima dukka sakina. Here you don't have dukka de sakina that we discussed earlier in Sif Zayin. V'kivin de ein shem rota vavliya lahaflut eni yosem ikde klipa. It won't be mavliya more than klipa. Then he quotes a couple, a raya from the Rishonim in regards to Nat Bar Nat that we're going to see later on. And ultimately, the Shach says that he doesn't understand this halacha. He says, skip all the way again to Kuf Hei Siv Dalit. He quotes that when you have a case, Kisha Tachton Cham, Lamanda Omer Tato Gevar, according to Lamanda Omer Tato Gevar, Boy Netila. You would need Netila, Kidil Kamon Simin Kuf Hei. Va'od. So basically, the Shach is bothered by the exact same question that he had earlier in Sifkat Lamed Beis. In both instances, Bein Bereisha, Bein Beseifa, Hashach Shulchan Aruch Posek Shetzarich Klipa Besifches Ubishneim Halacha Beshulchan Aruch Mekomot Acherot. Befrat bekufei dalid shetzar kedei netila because of the rule tata gevar. So over here too, we should say kedei netila. The shani hasam shneim cham mitachton cham. They're going to both heat up. So why is it that in such a case we say that the gavina only needs kedei klipa? So therefore, the Shach once again gives the same ukimta, a very similar ukimta. V'tzarech lomar demayri kam bedaror noguv. Here we're talking about something that's dry. Shekasa Rajba Sham Desagi Beklipa. That the Rajba says that a klipa is going to be enough. In such a case, a klipa is going to be enough. Says the Gra in Sifkat and Lamid, Rav Miller understood that the Gra is echoing the same idea that the Shach says. Ratzalomer Af Kisha Ka'ara Choma Gamkein. That we're talking about that both the Gvina and the Ka'ara are hot. And in such a case, still you only need kedei klipa. So the Gra seems to be bothered by the same question that the Shach is bothered by. That at the end of the day, why would you only require klipa? Don't you require netila, as we learned in Simon Kufhei? So the Gra says, Avo Rajba kos of gimel chilukim. The Rajba that says that there are three chilukim. I just want to point out, just a Maven Yavin point, it seems like the Gra didn't understand the Shulchan Aruch as being the Ukimta that the Shach gives, but he comes to the same point of the Shach. In other words, the Gra seems to understand the Shita of Shulchan Aruch was slightly different, but ultimately he learns like the Shach la halacha. I asked Rabbi Miller Shlita what the Havan in the Shulchan Aruch is, and he said that we should work on it, but I didn't come up with anything, so he passed off to the next generation, I'm passing off to the next generation. So I don't have a good shot of what the actual Shita of Shulchan Aruch is. It's connected to what Jacob and Yosef were referring to earlier. But at the end of the day, we're going to learn like the Maskanas HaGra. Aval Rajba Kosav Gimel Chilukim Benoguv Oser Kedei Klipa Uberotuv Ksas Oser Kedei Netila. So Simin Kufei Siv Dalet is going to be talking about where it's Rotuv Ksas. V'mulach gomur, this is an important punchline that we should remember. Tzarek shishim nege kol ha-kahara. So then if it's something that's going to, it's lach gomur, so then in such a case, you need to mishar shishim keneged kol ha-kdera. Sif tes, we are going to leave for the conclusion of Simin Sadihei, because that brings up nat bar nat tehatera. So be'ezer Hashem, we now begin the hakdama. I would like to go slowly in the sugya of nat bar nat. The reason I'd like to go so slowly is, I wouldn't say I had nightmares, but I do remember, not only the first time I learned the sugya of Nat Bar Nat, as well as the second time I learned the sugya of Nat Bar Nat, already two Nesinas Tams, I still didn't have the sugya clear. And I think one of the reasons was, I think I rushed into the details before I had the klalim, and I rushed into the kaved before I had the kal. So what we're going to do here is we're going to go mea kal al kaved, we're going to go slowly through the sugya, Try not to. And today we'll be just going through the basic sugya itself and the basic examples of Shulchan Aruch. If there's anything that I need to draw out on the board, please let me know as well. If there's anything that you want me to draw out on the board, and we'll go through a list of basic klalim in the sugya naparnat. We're going to start, of course, from the Gemara itself. In your booklet, you have the Gemara on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the first wide line. Itmar dogim sha'olu b'ka'ara. So the Gemara describes if you have fish that olu, that went up into a ka'ara, that were raised into a ka'ara. Rav Omar asr lachlam b'kutach. So what the Gemara doesn't spell out, you have to say, is that the ka'ara was fleishiks. Take a look at how Rashi learns exactly the fleishiks. The ka'ara was fleishiks. Rashi says, dogim sha'olu b'ka'ara min hatzli. It was a ka'ara from sli, kishayu roschin, when they were cooking, they had roasted meat. Nasnatal ka'ara sha'achlu basar. So the dogim is put onto this ka'ara. Rav Amar asal achlam b'kutach. Rav says that you're not allowed to eat it with a kutach. A kutach is milk. It's a milkshake. We pointed out in previous studies it was a salty milkshake. That's not relevant now. But at the end of the day, you can't eat it. So let's, without you even asking me, let's just make sure we draw it out on the board. So we have over here the fleishik plate. Sli had once been, within 24 hours, Sli has been on this ka'ara, okay? And now I want to put fish over here. Now everything, to make things easy, we're going to assume everything here is hot. So we have dag that's going onto a fish plate that once had, when we say tzli, it means blios of tzli. There's blios over here of tzli. Okay. So, ma?
Lama ze batoch is tzli?
Lo yodea. Shela tova.
Efsharut.
Okay. The ulai yesh siba b'emshech anachnu nadun, aval achshav beinatayim lo tzarichim lomar she yesh eze hechreach anachnu lo yodim ezer. Bo natchil ma pashtut. Okay, so this is the classic case of not bar nat. It's very very important because we're going to have so many permutations. Everybody have clear the classic case of the gemara. This is the classic case of not bar nat. What is a not bar nat? Okay.
Excuse me, I understand. The meat was...
Well, let me say it out, and then I'll say it out, okay? You have meat over here that gave Messina's tam into this ka'ara, okay? It gave tam into the ka'ara. So the ka'ara is now fleishiks. This is one Messina's tam. This is Messina's tam number one, okay? Then the meat gives a Nesinas Tam, we're going to call, of course, not. This is number two. This is number one, and this is number two. So here we have a machlokis in the Gemara, whether you're allowed to take the dag and eat it. Where is our, how could we live without a blue marker? Are you allowed to take it and eat it with kutach? Are you going to be able to eat it with kutach? So that's going to be the question. So here we have this discussion of not bar not. So Rav Amar, also lachlan bekutach, Ushmuel Amar, mutter lachlan bekutach. Rav says it's asur, Shmuel says it's mutter. Rav Amar asur, no saint tamu. Rav says it's asur because he calls this no saint tam. Ushmuel Amar mutter, not bar natu. Shmuel says, no, this is not considered one Nesinas Tam. There are two Nesinas Tams. And if you have two Nesinas Tams, so then in such a case, it's mutter. So once you have a Nesinas Tam over here, you can eat it with the kutach. You're able to eat both of them together. Obviously, if we'd be learning bi'yun, not la halacha, but also just breaking apart all the shitas, it would be fascinating to understand the shita of Rav. He says, this is no Saint Tam. What's this machlokis? Do you look at it as two Nesinas Tams or not? L'chura, the Lashon of Shmuel is 100% right. It's not bar not. What's Rav denying when he says no Saint Tamu? What's that Nikudas HaMachlokas? Okay. But as far as how we paskin la halacha, you all know it's quite clear. Let's take a look at the lashon of the tour in Simin Sadi Hey. Dogim roschem miyad lachar shesolkim in ha'eish shenoslim bikarat sonenes shel basar. By the way, the tour spells out many examples that Reb David deals with some of the questions that you're asking. The tour says you have either a hot fish that's been taken off of the fire, that's put onto a ka'ara, a cold dish, o sha'adogim tsoninin, va'aka'ara roseches, mutter lachlan b'chalav. Then in such a case, you're allowed to eat it b'chalav. You're allowed to eat it with milk. So this is that we pass like Shmuel. Interesting, of course, right? In general, we say, Rav Shmuel halacha ke Rav b'isurim, and the Rishonim get involved with that. But at the end of the day, we paskin nat bar nat is mutav. Baruch ato adeinu elim achalam shakon yeh bedvara. Okay. So, Tosos immediately raises, again, if we be learning this properly as a sugi b'yum, we will go through all the Rashis, but la halacha will have to suffice with seeing it through the eyes of Tosos. So Tosos in Hilchasa Dogim Shol Bekara, he quotes the important parts of Rashi as well. So we're going to go through the Tosos slowly. Hilchas Adogim Shalvu B'kara says Tosas Shel Basar, the Kar is of Basar. Mutu Achlan B'Kutach Im Hakaara V'Adogim Tzonim Lo Itzrich Lefsof. If both of them were cold, then Rav and Shmuel don't have to talk about why. As we've emphasized, cold can never make something Aser. He'll never transfer time, unless you have Dukka de Sakina. That would be the one exception. Here we're not going to have any Dukka Sakina. So then, in such a case, going. The Lekam Mandipalik, Ella, why rather, what's the case? As we saw in the tour, Kisha Echa Man Roseach, one of them is hot. Tosis then says, don't think that we're going to get back into the Sugi of Ilah Gavar and Tatagavar. The Bain Ilah Gavar, Bain Tatagavar, Klipa Miyaboy, you need a Klipa, Vamevin Yavin. That will be an interesting question, how all Rishonim will deal with that. But at the end of the way, end of the day, for Tosis, it's clear, Klipa Miyaboy, Kidarmin Perikotsa, Ketsak. Solin, Adameka La Bola, there will always be a little bit that will absorb. B'shem Rashi, Pirish Rivan Chasano, and Rashi is quoted by his son-in-law saying the following, and this is going to be issue number one. In other words, this is the klal, I'm not even counting this as the issue. This is the klal, not Karnat, and issue number one is going to be the famous question of Olu Ogam Nisbashlu. That's going to be the first issue that we're going to discuss as the way Tosis raises it. Tosis says, Dafka olu sharu, avol nizbashlu asur, but if you cook it together, then it's going to be asur. So let's just make sure we understand what that case is. What exactly are we talking about olu when it comes versus nizbashlu? So the answer is that the case of bishul is the following. Bishul is taking all of the same exact thing we had above over here. However, here we're talking about that when you had the dot, the same plate, but what you did is you didn't put the dot simply down. You cooked it. You cooked it on the plate that had the blias. Sleep. You cooked it in that thing. So says Tosos. Dafka olu sharu avon espashlu aser dikechad time echoshev, because we consider it like one time. Oh, so what's Tosos saying? Who could give me basic pshat? What's Tosos saying? Tosos is saying very straightforward that when it comes to the halacha of nat bar nat. Obviously, the whole heter of Nat Bar Nat, the whole heter of Shmuel, is that there are two distinct Nesinos times. There's the first, from the basar into the plate or pot, and then a separate and distinct Nesinos time into the dag. Says Tosos, if however you cook, so then it doesn't do enough. The second Nesinos time is galvanized by the water itself. Cooking is not considered a separate nesinas tam. What cooking does is it brings out tam. So then in such an instance, we consider it as if there's only one nesinas tam. There was one nesinas tam from the basar into the pot, but the second nesinas tam is considered the same tam, and the mela you don't have the heter to eat it b'kutach. And now we look at the dag as being a dag with tam basar, and of course you can't eat it with the kutach itself. Tosis has an interesting raya. Uba ma'isa lefanav, debates in first the case, and a story came in front of him. Shenispashu b'kdera shachalav, va'asa lasas men mulyasa shel basar. This is a case in which the inverse, that they had something cooked in a milchik tikka pot, so then they prohibited it, eating it with meat. V'yesh lavi raya ledvarav mitznon. So above in the Gemara, on Kuf Yud Aleph on the base, the Gemara has tznon shechotcho besakin. It's very interesting. We have Simin Sadi Aleph, hey, that's not Barnat, and Simin Sadi Vav, that is Allah of tznon shechotcho besakin. Could very well be that the reason why they're put together is conceptually there's a question of whether they're similar or they're different. So there, in the minds of the Rishonim, these two sugyas are very much connected. And what's the halacha by tznon shechatcho besakin? The asa halacha b'kutach. So let's make sure we have that case. We'll also prepare for tzadi vav. That case is you have a radish. You have a radish that is cut by a fleishik dikin knife. So you have the knife that's cutting the radish. Now, how do you look at the nesinas tam? Here you have one nesinas tam from the basar. This fleshik knife has been used with basar. And then you have another nesinas tam into the tznon. So do you say that in that case, it's not barnat? Everybody see the two nesinas tam? This is nesinas tam number one, going into the knife. And from the knife into the tznon, that should be nesinas tam number two. Oh, but what is the halacha? What do we say? You're not allowed to use the tznon, you're not allowed to use the radish and eat it with a kutach. Mishum. Why is that so? Da agav churfe balat fe. That we say, this is a very, very important cloud, which we'll spend more time on, and that is that when it comes to the second nesinas tam, it's not so weak like a regular nesinas tam. And the reason is it's not so weak is because this is sharp. The radish is sharp. Once the radish is sharp, the radish has the ability to strengthen the tam that is in the knife. And therefore, we consider that this as only one nisinas tam. And therefore, one cannot eat it bikutach. One would not be able to eat it bikutach. And that is the Gemara above, that you're not going to be able to eat it with the kutach. Nothing doing. Oh! So says Tosas, just like there's a halacha that you can't eat it, the tznon with the chutach, the same would be, some Rishonim will hold, the same will be in regards to Bishul as well. That just like the halacha says that the second nesinas tam is through a duchka de sakina with a davar charif, we say that that's not a separate nesinas tam, there's too much charge that's still in the second nesinas tam. It's true, there was one nesinas tam, but one nesinas tam is still lesser. But the charge is going to not allow it to be a separate nesinas tam, and once it's not considered a separate nesinas tam, so then you can't eat it, bikutach. Says Tosos, the same some Rishonim will hold in regards to Bishul as well. The choshev kichad taima, v'nisbashlu, first word in line is kichad, v'nisbashlu lo gara mitznon, and cooking is no different than the radish. Then Tosis adds, well, there are Rishonim who might be more makel. Umiyu lepirish loshan acher shepirish bekunches, but Rashi does give another pshat by the tznon, to asa mishum shashuman karish al asakin. Some say that the explanation is that we're choshesh that there's still shuman on the knife. Vein a nikar, v'avitam rishon bitzon. So according to that pshat, ain't raya. Because it could very well be that if there's no mamoshos, then in such a case, the halacha would say that it is mutter, because it's not barnat. So then, of course, bishul also would be mutter. However, what's the standard understanding? Standard understanding is that bishul, that agav ducha de sakina, the halacha is that it is not considered a separate tam. And once we say that, so then by bishul, says Tosos, there might be a lot of room to be machmir. Umitoch loshon hakuntris continues tells us mashma de'ein chiluk bein olam ispashu, and Rashi's mashma that he's machmir. Dila il Rashi himself in the kuntris. That's interesting. Rashi above is quoted as possibly being mekel, and here tells says umitoch loshon hakuntris it's machmir. I'm sorry, excuse me. Silicha. Take that back. Just take that back. Umitoch loshon hakuntris mashma, and Rashi is consistent with shita de'ein chiluk bein olam ispashu. Dil'il gabinat barnat pirish bekuntris dimayim uvushalim basar mamish olech ochal bekarim modish moldaser. That Tosis quotes Rashi as saying that if you cooked it, then it would be aser. Davi nat rishon mash mitoch pirushad mivushalim basar huda aser amuvushalim imakara shari. Okay, we're going to leave this now. Whether this is exactly like the shitas Rashi earlier or not, we'll leave that for right now. But at the end of the day, Tosis raises the issue that Rashi holds that there's a difference between Nispashlu and Alu, and Nispashlu is not going to have Tam, just like the Sakin Agav Orchei Dukha de Sakina. Okay. Yes.
Nachon.
Like Rabbi Yosef is saying, that's quite a chiddush to compare the Agav Orchei Dukha de Sakina to the case of Nispashlu. Before we go on, I want to share with you a chakira. Not necessarily. Not at all. I don't think it's not the Pasha, it's the Kavah Chomer. Before we go on, I want to share with you the... Yes.
Not the chakira. It's the meat that went into the ka'ara. Was that for bishul, or just placing hot meat, or does it make a difference?
The meat that went into the ka'ara had to have gone through for some form of heat.
But is it sufficient that just if the meat was hot and put on the plate, would that be enough?
Well, that...
Just getting less of the amount of the liga, but does that make a difference?
It sounds like it doesn't, because Tosis pointed out that as long as you have kedei klipa, then you're going to have the problem. That's what Tosis pointed out. Now, the Prima Gadim, both in his Sefer Prima Gadim on Shulchan Aruch, in Os Aleph, in the Mishpatzel Zahav, as well as in the Sefer Rosh Yosef, raises a few fascinating chakiras in terms of Nat Bar Nat. The most significant that I want to mention to you, which is extremely fundamental chakira that you all should be aware of, it could be found in the Rosh Yosef. It's clearer in the Rosh Yosef than it is in the Sefer Prima Gadim. The Rosh Yosef is in the booklet on the last page, 10 lines from the bottom. 10 lines from the bottom. Everybody should know this chakira. The Rosh Yosef is the Prima Gadim himself. Yeah, I teased Yisrael with my favorite peeve, and that is that everybody knows the Prima Gadim on Shulchan Aruch, but Prima Gadim on the Gemara itself, somehow we skip. The Rosh Yosef is a beautiful sefer on Chulin. So the Prima Gadim says, Od Yesh Lachkar, in the old edition, it's 10 lines from the bottom, page 275. Od Yesh Lachkar. This is the most fundamental chakira in Nat Bar Nat. First word on line is Lachkar. Last page in the booklet, 10 lines from the bottom. Hadam Rinan, Nat Bar Nat de Etera Mutter. This is how we say Nat Bar Nat de Etera is Mutter. Im hu af shenirgash hatam achakach shari, duhu tam kolish, o dilma kishein nirgash taim hu deshari. Dimistama ein koach bitam sheni litin lishlishi. Aval I nirgash hatam ein achanami, de osur, de taim alo bottle. Says the Prima Gadim, I have the following chakira. Is the pshat that when it goes into the dap, the halacha says that there's no way that the dag is going to give over any tam into the kutak? Or there is a little bit of tam, but the tam is so kalush that it's not strong enough to create basar b'chalav. In other words, the tam, by the time you've gotten to the dag itself, the tam is going to be so kalush that it's not enough to create basar b'cholach. That's the chakira.
What was the first part of it?
First tzad is that we say that Natbarnat says that there's no tam basar by the time he gets to the dog. Or do we say that there is a little bit of tam, but rather that tam is not enough to create basar b'chalef? That's the Prima Gadim's chakir. We're going to see that quite a few shailas might be dependent on that, on this chakira. Now there are different girsos, I noticed, for this chakira as well. Rav Silverman Shlita in his sefer, beautiful new sefer, Meshiv Nefesh, develops a similar type of chakira, and possibly in the language of the Rishonim, but in a slightly different lashon. There are different girsos of the chakira. The way I remember learning it is from the perspective of the Prima Gadim. So that's how we're going to present it. The Prima Gadim goes on, and take a look. He has a beautiful article there. If you take a look, the Prima Gadim goes on, and he says a nafkamina in this chakira would be chametz bepesach. How do you look at chametz bepesach? Do you say that there is a heter of nat bar nat? Because we all know that chametz is aser b'mashehu. So if you say that the vort is, let's say instead of this being basar, this was chametz. So the chametz gives tam into the kli into the dag. Do you say that in the dag, what the pshat is that there's tam that's so kolush that it won't create basar b'chala? Fine, it won't create basar b'chala. But what do you have? You have a little bit of tam of chametz, and we know the chametz is aser b'mashu. Or do you say no? You say that the vart is that by the time you get up to the second asinas tam, there's absolutely no chashivus in that tam itself. That would be a nafkamina to the Prima Gadim's own chakira, as the Prima Gadim himself points out. This chakira might be relevant to a couple of issues that come up immediately when we read the Mechaber, and whether they're relevant or not, we're going to discuss some basic klalim in the Mechaber himself. Let's take a look in Sadi Hey Aleph. Let's read Dvarav HaKadoshim. Zok Deheilig in Mechaber. Dogim shenis bashlu, o shenitzlu b'kedera shel basa ruchutza, yafe, she'ein shum shuman dalekbu, mutter lachlam b'kutach, mishum davar nat bar nat de'etera. The halacha is that when you have dogim that have been cooked or roasted in a kedera shel basar, presuming that the ka'ara shel basar, kedera shel basar, does not have any mamashos of basar, it's rechutza yafe. The shach points out that if you don't know if it was rechutza yafe, and the standard is for it to be rechutza yafe, you could assume that's rechutza yafe. So then in such a case, it's going to be mutar lechal v'kutach mishum da'avin nat bar nat te'ra v'im lo yisa rechutzi yofim yesh m'mamin shal p'nei ha'kder yosem me'echa b'shishim m'dog m'as lechal v'kutach. Obviously, if there's mamasho, so then in such a case, it's going to be aser. Okay. What do we see from the Lashon of the Mechaber? We see b'feirish that on this shayla, the Mechaber actually learns like the Shita that says, not like Rashi. He learns Gamnis Bashlu. Even if it's cooked, the Mechaber says that it's going to be Mutter. Because what did he say? Even if it's Nisbashlu, even if it's about Mamish that case, the Dag was Mevushal in the Bliyas Tzli. Nevertheless, the Mechaber says it's going to be Mutter. Because we saw that. You said the shita that holds. That was what I said. It was confusing with kuntras. That's what I was referring to. We see that he holds that the halacha is that not only is alu mutter, but even this bashul is mutter. There were two girsos over there in Rashi. So there are two girsos in Rashi. Says the Ramah in Sif Beis, the yesh machmirim bitzliya ubishul loso nat barnat. And we are machmir, and to this day in Ashkenaz we follow the Shita, that the Ramah says that only Alu is going to be mutter, Mispashlu is going to be Asr. So let's flesh that out in terms of Halacha L'maisa. In a case in where you have a fleishik tikka pot, that you cooked something parav inside, I heard Avrechim talking about noodles, so if you have noodles that are cooked in a fleishik tikka pot, so then in such a case you can't eat it with milchiks. You can't eat it in a milchige meal. We'll talk about whether you're fleishiks or not, that's a separate story, but what's important for us is that you can't. What about according to the Mechaber? Ooh, this is amazing. Anybody want to convert? So according to Mechaber, Yachasit Me'ikur Dedina, it's mutter. Yachasit's mutter. We're going to see that there are some caveats even according to Mechaber. But this is bottom line, to this day, that the halacha is if you have noodles, so then in such a case, then if they were cooked in a fleishig pot, they cannot be eaten with milchiks. According to Mechaber Meikur Dedina, it can be.
Isn't there a moment
of lechachila? We'll get slow. V'aminig, lesser lechatchila. The minig is to say that it's aser lechatchila to do. U'bidiyeved, mutter b'chol inyin. But b'di'eved, then in such a case, it's going to be mutter in all instances. We're going to have to define what does it mean, u'b'di'eved mutter b'chol inyim. I'm going to get back to you on that, okay? We need to define properly what exactly the Ramah means. Tov. Rabosai. Even though the Mechaber says that this is what you're allowed to do, we're going to see that even the Mechaber is not in as makel as most people read the Mechaber the first time. And that is, Anashim mevinim shelofi ha-Mechaber ze hakol mutar. Aval be'emet ze lo nachon. According to Mechaber, it doesn't mean that it's all smooth sailing. If you take a look, the Shach points out the following. In Sif Katan Gimel, V'haminig, now he's going on the Ramah. V'haminig lesser lechatchila la'achlo bechutach. The minig is that's aser lechol lechatchila to eat it with the kutach. Skip the next six words because I want to discuss the Mechaber first. Aval levashlon lechatchila bekdei ler shel basar kdei la'achlon bekutach aser. Oh. L'fiyah Mechaber, akol ze lo glat. Even according to the Mechaber, issue number two is bishul lechatchila le'echol im kutach is going to be asur even according to the Mechaber. In other words, the only time it's going to be mutter is if you already cooked the noodles in kvar bishalta Hadag bi karach b'sarit az mutar lechol et zeh. Aval lechatchila lasot et zeh bekavana that you start off, then the Mechaber is still going to give deference to the Rishonim who hold alu in nisbashlu lo. So even the Mechaber, notice, the Lashon of the Mechaber was only in a case of bidyevet. Let's read the Mechaber again. Just like a lot of time, Lashon Shalom Mechaber. Dogim shenizbashlu o shenitzlu v'kderes shel basar. They were cooked. So then, mutter lo achlam bekutach. Then it's mutter. But the Shach throws a damper into the big heter that at the end of the day, we don't really hold that nizbashlu is lechatchila. Why? Deference to those Rishonim, exactly whatever Rashi's shita was. Let's call it the Rivan. So that in such a case, that the halacha is that only alu and not Nispashlu. Nispashlu is going to be aser, even according to Mechaber, lechatchila. However, there's still going to be a machlokis between the Mechaber and the Ramah, because the nafkamina between the Mechaber and the Ramah is rule number three. And then, Rabbi, I'll take your question. Go back to the words of the Shach in Sif Katan Gimel. Ubidiyeved mutar imnasna bekutach. And b'di'eved, it's mutter im nasna b'kutach. According to the Mechaber, once you've cooked the noodles, the halacha is that you're allowed to eat them with a kutach. Lefi ha-mechaber, im hadagim kvar mevushal ba-kara sharit, mutar lechatchila lechol oton kutach. Aval lefi ha-ramah, but the Ramah is going to disagree. The Ramah holds that even if you already cooked it, it's going to be asur to put it with something milchix. However, the Ramah said, like Yosef had asked, Vaminig lesar lechatchila ubidiyevin mutter bechol inyan. What happens if it was already mixed together? The dag. You know what? Let's present the nafkamina the following way. But first, let's give the case where the mechaber. We just said that it's also according to the mechaber if it's bishul lechatchila. So then in such, you can't be mevashel lechatchila. That's going to be asur. What if in kvar bishel, then mutar lechol im kutach lemechaber. That's going to be, according to mechaber, you're allowed to take it to eat. What happens, issue number four, im kvar Irev im kutach. What if it's been already been mixed with the kutach? Mutar afilu l'ramah. The Ramah is going to be makel as well. Why? Why are we so makel? Because at the end of the day, there's an understanding that this whole halacha of bishlo is a chumrah. It's understanding that's a chumrah. The Gemara never said that bishlo is not included. Some Rishonim pointed out, alu in bishlo lo. But at the end of the day, if we're already in a case of so far off in the bidyevid, so the Mechaber and the Ramah are really not that the world apart. The nafkamina again is, the best way to remember in your mind, the nafkamina between the Mechaber and the Ramah is that according to the Mechaber, if you already cooked it, so then in such a case you'd be allowed l'chatchila to eat it with kutach. Well, according to Ramah, it's only going to be mutter if the kutach has already been put inside. So let's see how we have it written out in the outline, and then take a look at, just a second, see how it's written out in the outline, and then I'll take your Chavrus's question first, because he's been waiting longer, and then I'll take yours. So number one, issue number one in our outline is Olu Ogamis Bashlu, that of course the Machlokis, Shulchan Aruch, and Ramah. The Shach in Sivkaton Vav does say something very interesting, but you know what? We're going to leave it for next time. We're going to leave that for next time. That there is one more caveat in terms of the special. But leave it for now. Issue number two is Bishul Lechatchila. Are you allowed to cook the dogim lechatchila in the pot of fleishiks to eat im kavanah lecholim chalavi? So then, even according to the mechaber, the smak is brought in the Beis Yosef saying it's a problem, and that's what the Shach himself quoted. Now, in the small print my small print on the outline over here, I pointed out that there's actually a stira in the Beis Yosef. There's a place where the Beis Yosef seems to be even more meiko, but at the end of the day, and the drisha has a teretz, and there is more to say on it, but at the end of the day, we follow the Shach's understanding of the Mechaber. Because the Mechaber never said beferish that it's asr, bishul lechatchila is asr das of Mechaber. But we're going to go with the Shach based on the smak. Okay. Issue number three that I have as number four is bidyeved adasof. What is bidyeved adasof? The din bidyeved, where not only did you cook the dug the dogim into the pot of fleishiks, but you already put the dogim with the chalav, then in the case of cooking, everybody holds, the poskim hold that one could be makel. However, in issue number three, which is number four on the list, I want to share with you the Shach and Sifkatan Dalet. The Shach and Sifkatan Dalet ube the Eved Mutter. The Shach says, Umar Shal b'Yisr v'Heter Shalo ube Sifra perikol abasar Oser afilu b'dievet b'nitzlo midina. The Marashal says that one should be more machmir when sli when it comes to bishul. In other words, according to the Marashal, this is only in regards to bishul. But sli, we would be machmir even b'dievet. Sli machmir b'dievet. Oh, what's the svara? So the svara is very beautiful. When do we say that, you know what, it's considered a separate nesinas tam? When there's water, and that some of the algorithm here we're discussing. Because the Makar, take a look, everybody take a look, I want to read for you inside. Take a look at the Beis Yosef, quoting the Sefer HaTrumas. Some of the Avrichim were working on this. That if you take a look in the Beis Yosef, in Aleph Beis, in the beginning of the Simen, he quotes the Rosh and the Sefer HaTrumas. It's about five or six lines into the Beis Yosef. V'kasa Rosh odu b'Sefer HaTrumas, hiti yirako suktanos, shenizbashlu b'kder basyom acholeves, Rachteim Nikia Mechalov. Look at his punchline. Mishum de'ika shlosha no saint tam. Because there you have three no saint tams. Hachala b'kdera. A, the chalav going to the k'dera. Hakdera b'mayim, that's two. B'mayim b'yerek. So then, by nispashul, there's another sniff lahakel that we didn't discuss up until now. We pointed out that you look at, according to Tosos, that Nispashlu is mamish one time. That's what Tosis was choshesh for. So Sefer HaTrumas has an in-between sheet. The Sefer HaTrumas says, it could be that stronger than Alu, but at the end of the day, it goes first into the water and then into the Yerakos. Ah, if that's so, so we paskin that you have to be machmir. We paskin you have to be machmir. But that chumra is only lechatchila. Says the Shach, that we said that chumrah is only the chatchila, is where you really had three nesinas tam. But if you have nitzlu, so then in such a case, what did you have? Coming back to your question all the way in the beginning, that's why I said you have to wait. If you put a davar tzli onto the ka'ara, so then in such a case, then you're going to have an instance where there wasn't a separate nesinas tam. If you don't have a separate nesinas tam, so of mayim, so then you're going to have to be machmir even b'dievet. In other words, despite the fact that we say that we can be makel b'dievet by bishul, that's only if there was a bishul. But if there was a tzli, so then in such a case, one would have to be machmir. It's not the same sheet to the Sefer HaTrumas. I'm not claiming it's the same sheet to the Sefer HaTrumas. What I'm showing is that the Sefer HaTrumas brought out the idea that bishul is a separate nesinas tam. That you could argue that bishul is a separate nesinas tam. So comes along the shach and he says by nitzlu we're going to be machmir. So how do we remember this? The way we remember it is that when do we say that b'dievet it's okay? That's the case in which you have that there was bishlo. However, if it was nitzlo, so then in such a case one would have to be machmir b'dievet, and therefore you would not be able to eat the kutach in the case of the Ramah. And that's what the Shach is going on. The Shach is going on the Shita of the Ramah, quoting the Marashal. I believe that the halacha is, the minig is to follow this chumra. Okay. Fire away. Aryeh.
Going back to the Ramah's L'chachil v'di'evet. Mm-hmm. So it says, v'di'evet mutar b'chol inyan. What does he mean b'chol inyan? There's only one way.
No, I think what he means is b'chol inyan, that even in a case of bishul, we're also makel. In other words, not only by alu are we makel, but even by bishul.
Yeah, all the cases.
All the above cases. You could argue that the Ramaz is taking a swipe at his cousin, not like the way the Shach said it, that the b'chol inyan is coming to be marbi even nitzlo. You could argue that way. I didn't see anybody. I didn't see what others say about that. Yes, Chavrusa. Yeah.
Why is everybody reading the Ramah saying that b'dievet is a case where you already mix the two together, not a case where you b'dievet already cooked the fish?
Because that's how the Shach seems to understand it. In Sivkot and Gimel. I think that's how the Shach, understood. You tell me if you agree. Yes, Yosef.
Are we saying that the Shulchan Aruch L'chatchil is limited to Bishul? Because, I mean,
L'chor what do you mean by...
It should also be Alu. Meaning, the Shulchan Aruch should be Machmir on Alu also, meaning to put it on lechatchila in order to eat it with kutach should be also even.
That was not what the Shach said. The Shach said, "Avol vashel lechatchila It seems to me.
I mean, first of all, the smack says l'chachil asu lavos, and the whole deal is from the fact that the Gemara says alu. So it wouldn't right. really make any sense to limit it to this.
You're saying, I hear, I'll get back to you next week. Believe me, I'll look at that. I hear, but the shach is clearly not that way. I want to share with you that some of these issues might now be talului in the above chakira that we had mentioned. If you take a look, the Prima Gadim in the Mishpat Zel Zahav raises the following interesting question at the end of Sif Katan Dalet. Take a look at the end of Sif Katan Dalet. Kasa Minchas Kohen. Everybody have that? Again, here the Prima Gadim has some fascinating sfeikos. Some of which are real details that we'll get back to as we get deeper in the sugya, as we feel more comfortable with the concepts. So the Prima Gadim says, Kasa Minchas Kohen, in Bishlan Tchila Bikli Cholef, if you cooked Bitchila on a Kli that's Milchix, Al Das Lechol in Basar, Osir Lechol in Basar, then you can't do it Lechat Tchila. That it seems to me, by the way, that this is just Amev and Yavin. It seems to me that the Minchas Kohen's point is the exact same point that we just discussed in the Shach. I don't know why he quotes it specifically as coming from Minchas Kohen. I'm not sure. Okay. Adayin Tzarchin. U'prichadish kasa delo avei ala harchaka ba'alma v'shari. So Prichadish says that really Mikra Dedin is a lot of room to be makel. U'mashma vaday. Im nasnu bekutach o bebasar. Afa Minchas Kohen yoda d'shari. The Minchas Kohen would agree that if it's already happened, then you're allowed to eat it. That's what we saw, also according to the Ramah. Velitzar Achiyun, says the Prima Gadim, conceptually I don't understand it.
Well, the Ramah was talking, he's talking about even when you did it intentionally.
No, wait. You're about to see. He's going to differentiate between the two shortly. Velitzar Achiyun, dinat barnat. Im nemar mashu vaday el yesh tam kolush. Oh, that's what he writes in his sefer on Shas, right? The Prima Gadim wrote in his sefer on Shas. How do you hear a chakira? And what is not barnat? Is the pshat that once it gets into the dog, it's a tam kolush, or we don't consider it a tam at all? So he says, if it's tam kolush, in kain kiman de chazina bigemara dogim shaalu mashma dievet kifvi havanas minchas kain ushar poskim. We saw, and this is how we pointed out, we paskin as well, that you're not supposed to do it lechatchila. Im kein, havik im evat alisa lechatchila. In a case of where a person cooked it intentionally to put it in to a kutach, so then it should be a problem, vafilu nasnu bekutach havilon lemisa. So as Reb David correctly points out, that what we've been talking about up until now in the Mechaber and the Ramah is instances where he didn't intend to do it from the beginning to the end. But what happens if you start cooking, the dogim in the fleishik dikapat with the intention to eat it bikutach? So the Minchas Kohen, which might very well be the Pashtus of the Ramah himself as well, is that in such a case that it's going to be mutter? You're not allowed to do it lechatchila, but b'di'evet everything is going to be mutter. He says, I don't agree. Argues the Prima Gadim. Bishlema bishlo shelo al das zekvar huk l'shtam mo bedogim. If you're going to say that the fellow didn't intend to do it, in other words, when he cooked the fish in the fleishig pot, what was going on? It was a housewife on Erev Shabbos that's preparing her dog for Shabbos. She had no lo alal data to. But what happened? She was surprised. Her son decided that he does not like fish. So now, like what happens to most good mothers, she ends up having to eat the leftovers, right? So Matzai Shabbos comes, he goes back to yeshiva, and now she's stuck with the leftovers. So then, in such a case, that's when we say that even if you put it into a kutach already, it's going to be mutter. But what happens if from the beginning, when she cooked the dag, she intended to eat it with the chalav? So then, wait a second. Sula have achakak mevatel iser. This should be a problem of ein mevatlin iser lechatchila. So says the Prima Gadim as follows. If you hold that the tam in the dag, in the tam of the dag, is a tam, which is a tam kalush, then in a case in which a person intended, when they originally cooked the dag, to eat it with a kutach, that should be usur because of ein mevatlinus of the chatchila. Even though the tam is kalush and technically it's mutter, but what does tam kalush mean? What does that side of the chakira seem to say? That side of the chakira seems to say that it's a tam kalush, and you could be mevatel it into the kutach. But then the halacha should be that if you originally intended im chashavta merosh levashel et hadag betoch hakli basar kidei lechol et zeh betoch kutach v'yesh tam kolush betoch hadag yesh isur mitam ein mevatlin esrach hatchila. So says the Prima Gadim, when the Minchas Kohen seems to say that it's going to be mutter, he seems to be assuming that the nat bar nat pashtut minchas kohen ochez shanat bar nat ze klum sharega sheze nechnatz letoch hadag ze klum. That would be, that's the Prima Gadim's raya to one side of the chakira. Just a second. Oh. Okay. One more very important issue. So how many issues have we discussed? We've discussed, number one, Olugam Nespashlu, Bishul Lechatchila L'das HaMechaber, Din B'Dieved. Issue number four that we just discussed, Avar U'Bishul, do we say that it's going to be Aser because of Eim Avatlan Nisar HaChatchila? In my notes I called it Ha'im Kansina Nosa. What I mean by is, are we konesim mitam Eim Avatlan Nisar HaChatchila? And issue number five is not in the outline. Issue number five I decided to do today, even though it's not on the outline, and that is the Pischei Tshuva that many of you are aware of that we've discussed previously. The Pischei Tshuva in Sifkat and Aleph, we made reference to this before, makes an amazing observation based on the Shari Dura. And that is that, and this, Rabosai, is a very important rule. That's why I decided that in the introductory shir, to mention it now, not to let the introductory share pass without this discussion. And that is that if you notice every single one of the cases on the board, every single permutation is the case of nat bar nat where there is a utensil. There is always a utensil in the middle. We never had a case of where you had a nesinas tam going into a food, and then that food giving off tam. And we've been assuming a particular way when we've been learning Hilchos Basar B'Chalav. If you remember, I quoted from Rav Miller that he was quite strong. That if you have a case in which you have oil that was used for with Basar, and then... And not only that, oil that was used with basar, and then that oil is used to cook French fries. We mentioned that the French fries are considered what? The French fries are considered fleishiks lemahadrin, mamish. It's considered fleish. Ad kedei kach, that you have, one needs to ask the question of how long you have to wait after the French fries, right? We came out that you have to wait 6 hours, right? That's what we said, right? The chumrah. Oh, what about nat bar nat? Lama anachnu lo bishalta basar im shemen, v'shemen achshav im chips, v'lama lo omrim nat bar nat, v'lmutar lachol etzem kutach? Oh, so he, right? You hear the question? So I'll tell you the bottom line before we see it inside. The bottom line is that Rav Miller Shlita was assuming, like the Machmirim, and that is that nat bar nat does not at all apply unless you have a utensil in the middle. If you don't have a utensil in the middle, so then in such a case, it's considered basar to basar to basar. The basar went into the shemen, shemen ze basar, basar halach l'toch ha-chips, v'chips ze basar, v'chips samta v'toch kutach, yesh l'cha basar v'chol l'mahadrin. Oh, so that is the assumption that many posts can make, but that's based on this Pischei Tshuva. Take a look at the Pischei Tshuva Aleph. No same time. Ayin Berheitev, Ayin Primigod, Mishpitz Osif Katan Aleph. Shekasa, it's not so clear in the Mishpitzos, in the Primigod, so I decide to do with you the Pischei Tshuva. Shekasa, B'Shem Sharei Dura, De'ein Nat Barnat Ela B'Kliya V'lo Ba'ochal. I looked up the Sharei Dura, and it seems to be that way. That the Sharei Dura says, the Sharei Dura the way we have it. Sharei Dura says that you don't have Nat Barnat when it comes to Kli, when it comes to Ochel, you only have it B'Kli. So again, the best example is the one that we gave. The basar into the oil into the chips. And if you don't have a kli in the middle, then we always assume that that's not a separate nesinas tam. We assume that the ochel itself, when cooked with another ochel, in such a case, has a din ochel mamish. Yesh lefalpel. But that's a sefer atrumas. How does that fit back into the sefer atrumas? Right. Va'ayim b'tshuvas p'nei aryeh. So you should know that there is a dissenting view. The Tshuvas Pnei Aryeh is Mekel, and he claims the Sharei Dura never said it. So I want Amir Tzashem, you with your Talmidim, will look into which Gersos is more Mukrach. At the end of the day, my Rabbeim assumed that it was Basar. That's what we're going to assume. And that's based on the observation that every example that we have in the Rishonim has always had a case of a kli in the middle. And if you don't have a kli in the middle, so then, by the way, the Aruch HaShulchan Sifkat and Gimel, I saw quoted in his name also, is Machmeh, I didn't get a chance to look it up, but the Aruch HaShulchan also Sifkat and Gimel holds this way, and this is a general Minag HaMorim. But it is a long discussion of Pischei Tshuva, and if one needs a case of Shas HaTchak, etc., etc., as a Tziruf LaHakel, it requires more Iyun, exactly what is the Sharei Dura's position, has a connect to Sefer HaTrumah. So Be'ezer Hashem, we discussed 5 or 6 issues today, not the entire outline, but most of it. Number one, in regard, just to review the issues, Alu or Nispashlu, and it comes out Machlokas Mechaber Ramah, but even the Mechaber who's Mekel and Nispashlu is only if you already had cooked the noodles in the flesh of powder or the dag, but l'chatchila, you're not allowed to do it. The Ramad disagrees and says that the only time it's going to be mutter, he does agree it's mutter b'dieved by Bishlo, but he says that's only going to be, he's only going to be mutter if it's already been put into the kudach. There are poskim who are matir, even in a case where you did it b'kavana, from the beginning to the end, that's also called b'dieved mutter. The Prima Gadim points out that that would be an issue as far as the Tam Kolush is concerned. Prima Gadim says that if you can say it's Tam Kolush, then it should be a problem. But the Minchas Yaakov was Mekel. And then finally, the last issue that we had discussed was the issue of Nat Bar Nat by Ochlin, that the Pischei Tshuva says that when it comes to Ochlin, the halacha is that we are Machmir. Rav Nevenzal Shlita did not want to take sides on that issue. I told him that my impression was that the Minhag HaMorim was to be Machmir. He seemed to concur with that. I said, are there any instances where one could be use it as a Tziruf L'Hakel? And his answer was a modest, I don't know. Mirtz Hashem, next week we're going to continue on with many other Pratim and Nat Barnat. So Chazar over the Klalim. That the klalim are really, really clear, and these basic klalim, and then Be'ezer Hashem will get further into the problem.